Pope Benedict XVI's first stop today on his visit to the Czech Republic was Our Lady of Victory Church in Prague, where he met with families. The church is home to the original statue of the infant Jesus of Prague, which draws thousands of pilgrims each year to venerate it. Linda Bordoni is in Prague. She visited Our Lady of Victory to tell us what makes this statue so special.
My visit to the Church of Our Lady of Victory was definitely one of the highlights of my tour of Prague. The church itself is one of the many beautiful landmarks in this stunning city, a Baroque building dating back to the 17th century and cared for by the Carmelite order. But what's really so special about it is that it is home to the infant Jesus of Prague, whom I discovered every day receives visitors from dozens of countries all over the world. Of course, I did know about him before coming here, but he's smaller than I expected and really does emanate that particular aura of serenity and strength to be found only in the eyes of babes. A host of extraordinary events are attributed to his intervention, including the protection of Prague during the Swedish siege in the 30-year war. But many simple people pray to him for help, healing, or peace. Some come in trust, expecting the birth of a child, and many return to give thanks. The infant Jesus, the parish priest there told me, receives many votive gifts, both valuable and simple, but always donated, he said, out of love and gratitude. Back in 1655, the consecrating Bishop of Prague put the precious crown he wears on the infant's head as a sign emphasizing the royal and divine dignity of God, who has become a child. Today, Pope Benedict XVI offers his own sign of love and gratitude in the shape of a specially crafted golden crown and in his own personal visit. The right hand of the child is raised in blessing, while his left hand holds a sphere surmounted by a cross, expressing the fact that the whole of our universe rests in his hands. In Prague, with Pope Benedict XVI, I'm Linda Bordoni.